Hello all, welcome to lesson three. This audio feedback, the first of the semester, yay, is for Humanities 4472 and NMAC 4463, New Media. Since you're both doing the same sorts of activities, I just wanted to kind of make it a little bit easier and give general feedback for both classes. So let me go ahead and get started. Let me first of all say that, again, I apologize for the little Wikipedia journal issue that we had a little bit ago that caused a delay in the first evaluation. Yeah, sometimes that stuff happens, but that's okay. I think most of us made the transition okay. Maybe a hiccup or two with the new server, but I think that we're pretty much all on track. Most of what I want to say now has to do with your journals and your work so far in the class on lessons one and two. Okay, so first of all, when writing in your journals, you don't write journals, you write journal posts. Many of you are referring to each post that you make as a journal. This is not a real big deal, but accuracy is a good thing, right? So you can refer to them as posts or entries in your journal. You have only one journal. Please be sure that you read and follow all directions. I know that there's quite a bit in each lesson, but everything is important, particularly work that you do in your journals and work that you will be doing on Wikipedia. You know, you should already be adding references and doing that correctly. I'd say maybe a third of you are. Some of you just look like you're making it up as you go along. You really can't do this. This is going to come back and get you. You better do it right to begin with. Now, we will be having more training on this, so it's not a real big deal if your references aren't sourced correctly according to Wikipedia. However, you must be using references. You must be using sources. These are called secondary sources. Most of you are using primary sources pretty well. That is the readings that you are assigned to read for class. But in order to analyze and evaluate those primary sources, it's often necessary, in fact, it is necessary in these classes for you to use what are called secondary sources. These are sources that comment on primary sources. So, for example, if you're reading a short story, the primary source is that short story, and secondary sources are critics writing about that short story. The best sources are going to be, and you guys already know this, books in the library, articles you find in peer-reviewed journals on Galileo. Now, that's not to say there aren't some good sources on the interwebs. There are, but you must be careful. Things not to cite: don't cite dictionaries. You don't cite encyclopedias. No Encyclopedia Britannica. Anything like that, and you do not cite Wikipedia. Now, the reason we don't cite these sources are because they are reference sources. They are general knowledge sources. They are overviews. You can use these sources, of course, but you don't cite them. You just use them for their bibliographies. They will often point you to sources that you can cite. Okay? So it's really important. Now, let me say a word about Wikipedia. If you want to use a Wikipedia article to link to, then you link to Wikipedia articles in the body of your journal posts. Any sources that you cite should be done as a footnote in the references section. again, you're going to get used to this as you continue to do it correctly. All right, when you do cite sources, some of you are citing secondary sources and primary sources, but you're not using the citation completely. You should be using the citation templates, and you must fill out the template as completely as possible. Use the author's name, use the title, use the date. All of this stuff is important. So be sure that you have as complete a citation as possible. Incomplete citations will just cost you points and will not be as helpful. Please use paragraphs when you write. This is very important when you're writing for the screen. It's very difficult to read just big blocks of text. I don't know why you guys, a lot of you guys, like to write in just one big block of text. You don't do this. It's very difficult to read. In fact, nobody's going to read it if you do that. Have one idea per paragraph, develop the idea in the paragraph, and then move on after a couple of sentences. This breaks up these big blocks and allows for what we call readability or accessibility of your writing online. So please make sure that you do that. When you're using paragraphs, just skip a line. Don't try to indent. Don't try to do any fancy formatting, changing fonts, or anything like that. Italics and bold are okay. But, you know, this stuff is just not necessary. If you just skip a line between paragraphs, that's all the formatting that you really need. You'll learn to use block paragraphs and stuff like that if you need to. But don't try to use any HTML or anything like that in the wiki. Please present titles correctly. If you're using the name, if you're writing the name of an essay or a short story, you put that name in quotation marks. If you're writing the name of a book, that is italicized. You just have to get this right. The best way to do it is to see how other sources are citing it. Look at the syllabus. Look at bibliographies that I have on my website. How do I present the title? You've got to do that. You can't just write the title without any indication that it's a title other than maybe some capital letters. Shorter works, as a general rule, are in quotation marks. Longer works, as a general rule, are italicized. Please be sure you do this correctly. By the way, I had you read a reference for this. If you go into the link for students and then student resources and then scroll down, you'll see under how to an essay called Writing in the Liberal Arts. I asked you to read this, and this goes over all of these things that you need to be aware of, things that you probably learned already but maybe forgot. These things you need to be doing correctly. Do not link to external sources in the body of your posts. Any external sources that you're using as sources should be sourced correctly in the references section. Okay. As I said before, you may link in the body of your posts to Wikipedia articles. This is fine. By the way, on the front page of the student, the new wiki where your journals are, I explained to you how you can easily link to Wikipedia posts. Please follow those directions. It's pretty simple. Once you do it and learn how to do it, it'll just become second nature as you write. Please, please, please preview posts before you save. There's a button right next to save that says preview. Preview it, proofread it, and fix any errors that you see before you save it. Many of you are saving typos. This is lazy, and it will ultimately cost you points. Just don't do it. Correct it. If there are errors in your coding, correct the errors. If you're not sure, post a question and ask. I'll be happy to help, or somebody else will be happy to help. But you can't just leave errors. This is unacceptable. These are you guys are seniors, and, well, at least these are senior level classes and this stuff should be done correctly. No obvious errors other than maybe a typo or two. So please preview, proofread, and fix before you save. Another part about saving as well, if you're just going in to correct a typo, there's a button that you can press that says this is a minor edit. Click that button. You should not all of your saves are major edits. You know, only when you're writing a lot or you add something significant should it be a regular edit. Otherwise, click that checkbox. This is a minor edit. Okay. That'll make it a little bit easier for me going back through, particularly when you begin writing on Wikipedia in your projects. Okay. One final word about journals. I am looking for interpretive and analytical posts here. I don't want explanatory posts. For example, in new media, if you're writing about an essay that you read, you don't have to explain the essay. I've read the essay. I know what it's about. But you want to evaluate it. You want to analyze it. You know, what are the implications of it? I don't need summaries on this. So no explanatory posts. You need to be critical. You need to be interpretive. You need to be analytical. What does it mean? What's the significance of it? If you're analyzing a short story, you know, you talk about themes and characters. These are what's significant. Plot is not necessarily significant unless you're trying to make a particular point about the plot. Okay, so evaluate, interpret, analyze. Don't explain or summarize. Okay, that's about all that I have for this feedback. You know, this might sound real critical, but I think you all are doing pretty good work. There are a handful of you that haven't done anything yet. This is going to come back to hurt you. You got to get to work. You can't procrastinate. You can't do stuff at the last minute. These things are significant. Please be working on them all the time. Well, all the time. Obviously, you can't do that, but work on your journal consistently. Don't try to do everything Sunday night an hour before it's due. I can always tell. Your grade will reflect it. You've got to do this work a little bit at a time each week. When you do it, it's going to be a lot easier, and you're going to be much more successful. You're also going to learn Wikipedia coding. If you do a little bit every day, if you try to do everything one day a week, you're never going to learn anything. Trust me on this. And as as these lessons go by, I'm going to be more and more critical on your ability to use the wiki and to code correctly. So you've got to begin getting this stuff right. Now, maybe by the time you've read this, you'll have already seen your progress report. You should have received it in your university email. If you haven't, check your junk mail. It should have come from a Gmail address of mine. It's drgrlucas@gmail. I'm going to be sending these out today, and today is September 10th. So if you have questions about that, you may, of course, email me. Otherwise, just apply these things that I've given you in this feedback, and you should do okay. Read the directions and follow the directions carefully, and you should be good to go. I've been fairly generous in my grading up to this point. As long as you attempted, it seems that you did an attempt, you likely made a passing grade. The only zeros are for people who didn't do something within a week of the due date, or just haven't done it to begin with. So you be careful of these things. These, as I said, this will come back to haunt you later. Okay, that's all I have to say for now. I've already been 15 minutes. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to see more contributions.